This dark and stormy evening, we dive into the legendary anime film Vampire Hunter D from 1985. And we say goodbye to 1985, hopefully for the last time.
Thunder, lightning, lightning, thunder, thunder, thunder.
So tune in to this the OVA tonight, or whatever we're called. Vampires. Welcome to OVA Tonight. I'm Neil Osmond.
I'm David Caldwell.
We are a podcast. Thank you for listening. We are an anime podcast. We're going through every single OVA we can in order, or the best order we can come up with.
Yeah.
And this has been a long journey. It's been a long journey to get from here to there. It's been a long time. Yeah. And my time is running out.
For all of us.
No, I was about that. I was quoting the Star Trek Enterprise theme song. that weird Christian rock song. It's been a long time getting from here to there. It's been a long time, and my time is finally come. Dreamed your ticket out. I don't know why I remember that song so much. I don't like that song. It's a shitty song. Like all the other Star Treks have like these really cool, cool really good themes. A lot of Jerry Goldsmith, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then this one's like Chris Rock song with lyrics.
Yeah.
So weird. I completely forgot what we were talking about. Oh yeah. We are saying goodbye to 1985. This is our 24th OVA from 1985.
Yeah. Mother of God.
The big question is, why do we watch all these OVAs in the first place?
That is the question.
Well, and everyone's there comes a point in all of our lives when we just need to pick up arms and just make a stance and just become the heroes that we are destined to become. And right now, I mean, I don't know if you saw this in the news right now, but I think the Demon Lord has been resurrected.
Oh yeah,
and since we are self-proclaimed champions. Yes. The Demon Lord's back. I did my own research. The Demon Lord is back.
Yes.
Resurrected. And we are decided that we are going to do a series of trials to build our strength so we can hopefully someday defeat the Demon Lord.
Yes.
Whatever he, she, or they, I don't know. I don't know what the gender or pronouns the Demon Lord does, because the Demon Lord's just been resurrected. So I'm not even sure if it's like fully formed resurrection or just like it's a baby right now.
Still gaining power. Yeah.
Yeah. So we might have time, and hopefully we do have time.
Yeah.
So one of the trials is just going through tomes and knowledge and research. There's not a whole lot of references books at libraries about Demon Lords.
Yeah.
There's mostly anime. So we're going through every single OVA in order to learn how to just to properly train our bodies and our spirits to defeat the Demon Lord.
Yes.
And that led us through all through 1985. So
yeah.
Now we have, I think, at least 40 more for 1986 to cover.
Yeah.
So hopefully I hope the Demon Lord's a baby, and then this will take decades for us to
Hopefully it grows up in real time that way.
Yes. Yes.
That way we have
you just never know how Demon Lords work.
That's true.
And is there a difference between a Demon Lord and a Dark Lord? Are they different?
I think so. A Dark Lord is just kind of a general.
Yeah, I think a Dark Lord's more of like just like an evil fantasy bad guy, but a Demon Lord is more strictly anime. But Demon Lords can also be good guys in anime too, so.
They can be.
I mean, I don't even know if this Demon Lord is even evil. It is a baby at this point, so maybe our knowledge of OVAs could like, hey, convince...
help us raise the Demon Lord.
There's some of the OVAs that we watch that if I think I showed a child that these OVAs, they would become a dark evil, Demon Lord.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have to filter the lessons we learned through
us. Later, we'll figure out what, like, we'll look through all of our 1985 OVAs and, like, what's the one you need to stay clear of. So we can better prepare. If you guys want to join in our battle as well, you can.
Yes.
You can also write to your congressman about how about proper legislation to properly defeat the Demon Lord. Because there's more ways.
Important.
Yeah. Knowledge is power. We're together through unity.
It's our civic duty. Yeah.
But if my research is wrong, which is not, because I did my own research, the Demon Lord is back.
Yes. I also did my own independent research and can confirm. Yes. The Demon Lord has returned.
Yes. Yes. Right now, let me double check. Let me go on the Demon Lord database, which is not Facebook. Yep. Demon Lord's still back. That Demon Lord, I'm telling you. Oh, I forgot we have a listener question.
Oh,
fuck the movie. I don't want to talk about 1985 anymore. I forgot. We actually legitimately had a listener question. I don't know if they listen. I don't know if anyone listens. But they at least send us a question, and we're going to answer it on the air. At least
semi-proof we have maybe a listener.
Yeah. I mean, based on the numbers, there is a lot of people. Like, I do see people listening, but it could just be other – I think it's just people just using us as a front or for something. Or like definitely crime, some sort of we're used for crime, I assume. Or it's probably the Demon Lord's minions just like getting
probably
as much knowledge on us,
right?
Y'all like this is what the opposition is doing. We shall defeat these good do-gooders, these warriors. So who sent us a question? Who is this some bitch? Can I call this person a some bitch?
I guess I don't know if they would mind or not, but this is a Instagram user, Celadon Gorilla.
And if you wanted to send us any questions, you can send us questions. We're on Instagram at OVA Tonight. Yep. We have an email, which is ovatonight@gmail.com. I think I may have accidentally started a Threads account that I just I don't think I meant to. So if you mess on that, I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah, we might see that.
Because I think we all attempted to have a social media presence, and then we're like, I'm tired.
Right. It's like Twitter's slowly dying. It's like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this or not.
That's true. So this mysterious, I assume this is an AI chatbot, who sent us a question, awesome. Which was a left field question. Can you recommend any nature-themed, force if possible, sci-fi anime? All I can think of is, I can never say that. Nausicaa and the Valley of the Wind, aka Warrior of the Wind. That's the other title. Yeah. And we're warriors defeating the Demon Lord.
Yes.
And I guess Groot, but that's not an anime anyway. If you know anything, I'll be grateful. I don't care if it's funny or a series or what year, as long as it's nature, plants, and such plays a big part of the story. That's a good question. And I love people asking questions about like obscure stuff that I have to do. Like, ooh, I get to do movie research and look stuff up. And I found a list of some stuff. You didn't help at all, David.
No,
David.
Sadly, no.
You responded to the Instagram. I guess that is doing something because I saw that we got the question, but I think I was in the car driving or something. I was like, oh, we got a message. Yeah. And then I didn't do anything about it until months later when we record again. The AI chatbot already forgot what question they asked because AI chat tends to forget instantly anyway. Mm-hmm. So, but here's what I recommend. There's, of course, any of the Studio Ghibli stuff does deal with a lot of nature stuff. Yeah. The biggest one of that bunch, I would say, would be Princess Mononoke. I would say that is definitely, there's forest, not plants as much, but it's definitely like forest of as an entity. Yeah. Not a whole lot of sci-fi though, but there is definitely some of that. It's more fantasy. That's the problem with a lot of the nature stuff. It tends to be more fantasy built because Lord of the Rings, you have the tree ants. I mean, that's, and the elves in general tend to live in trees.
Yeah.
And plants.
Yeah.
Another one I suggest, this one I've seen this one and it's from Crunchyroll. It's Dr. Stone. It's a good sci-fi series about like everyone in the world turns to stone. Suddenly every human on earth turns to stone. And then, they end up, some random people end up breaking out of the stone hundreds and like thousands of years later. And like the entire world has been overgrown by plants and stuff. And it's all about trying to rebuild society and how they do. And a lot of, and there's this guy who's really good at science, but you have to figure out like how you make everything, what science goes into that, what plants does it take, what type of rocks does it take to make, like, and it starts off of like the main guy is just making each little item that he finds, mostly plants, and then eventually making his way to make a cell phone using like, they tell you how this stuff is made too. It doesn't tell you exactly how to make it, but it takes you like what's in it, what's in a battery, what's in it. It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
It is really fascinating. And it's great. I really like the show. Have you watched it much?
No, I've heard about it, but I haven't actually watched it yet.
I recommend that one. Another one, this isn't sci-fi, but it's definitely about nature, and that's Laidback Camp, aka Yuri Camp. Which is nothing, like, I've watched this show. It is nothing about Yuri. I guess Yuri's just girl love, but it's not necessarily sexual girl. I think it's just like two girls that are friends.
Can just be,
I think we talked about one of the episodes. And it's just about this girl who really loves to go camping, and she has some friends who want to learn how to more about camping. That's essentially it. And I really liked it. It's good. And another one I found was called Miru's Forest, which is, I clicked on the wrong one. Which this one I don't know much about, but from my own research, which is always a fun thing to say, I hear it's pretty good. Yeah. It's about a little girl who moves to the country and ends up meeting like something in the forest. And realize the force is more than it seems. And that's the one when I was looking up nature documentaries, that was one that was constantly coming up, or nature anime. And that's the one that was, they really recommended. Another one is Origins, Spirits of the Past. This has been on my radar to watch forever. It's a movie from 2006. And it's all about, this one's more of a sci-fi. It's all about mutations in engineering, DNA, manipulation and plants causes them to overpopulate, and now it's all about like plants versus people, essentially.
Interesting.
That's definitely in that realm
definitely the kind of thing.
There is Farming Life in Another World, which is an isekai anime about just a person who farms in another world. That one's pretty self-explanatory. Is that how you say that?
Mushishi,
yeah. Which I've heard of this one. It was popular in like, I think the early mid 2000s. And it's by like a guy who's going after like spirits and stuff in the forest. It's supposed to be more about environment stuff. It's more of a fantasy, but it's supposed to be good. And then I asked, there's an old coworker of ours from when we used to work at the Great Escape. He's a big anime nut. And he recommended Green Legend Rant when I asked him about it, which is it's in the future and it's all about, I think it's more of like Waterworld type of story, but even it's from 92. So it's before Waterworld, but it very much sounds like the pollution and the world's over and it's all about trying to find plants and stuff again.
That sounds good.
So that's what I recommend. Where to find those? I don't know. I recommend Dr. Stone's on Crunchyroll.
I think Laidback Camp is as well.
Yeah, I think Farming Another World might be as well. And most of these, if you listen to like you can find us on archive.org.
Yeah. Or even
almost every anime is on archive.org.
Or even YouTube, maybe, especially the older stuff.
Yeah, definitely for the older ones. You can check those out. Now let's talk about Vampire Hunter D.
Yeah.
So those of you might be thinking who are, you know, who are in the know, mm-hmm. who are smarted, who are smarted to this, to, you know, they're not marks, whatever wrestling jargon I'm trying to think of. Yeah. Vampire Hunter D is a movie, but it's also released on Laserdisc the same exact day it came out in theaters, which was December 21st, 1985. And I found some news items because I like to do the news stuff. The number one song on December 21st, 1985 was, and here in America, was Say You Say Me by Lionel Richie. I was going to play it, but I decided we don't have enough time. The ARKO Anchorage ran aground near Port Angeles in Washington. Also, on December 21st, 1985, is the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Boston Celtics to win the NBA Finals. I don't think that is a correct... No, that is a correct date. Okay. which, this would have been season 3 of Winning Time, but that show got canceled. Because season 2 ended with, like, 1984 championship. But the show got canceled. Which I do love that show. So when I saw that, I was like, I literally just watched the finale. Just the series finale was on last night as of recording. So it's more news is the Lockerbie disaster occurred when a Pan Am flight 103 was destroyed midair by a terrorist bomb, resulting in the loss of 258 lives on board. Wow. I don't think I know that one.
No.
The Soviet Union formally dissolved as 11 of the 12 republics signed a treaty to form the Commonwealth of Independent States. That's actually a big. Why is that so far on the down? That's way more important than Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
But even more important is the album Heart by the band Heart reached number one on the Billboard charts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Love me some Heart.
Yeah. And the world of sports. Don January won the LBGA Mazda Golf Championship. Yeah.
That's LPGA. That'd be the Ladies Professional Golf Association. So.
Is it? Yeah. But Don, well, I guess it's D-O-N. That's what threw me off.
Yeah. Maybe it's supposed to be Don as in, yeah, maybe it's a type of.
Like Donna?
It could be, yeah.
It could be like Donna. Another news, another sports news, Bubba Stewart, a American motocross racer and FIM World Supercross champion, was born in Bartow, Florida. I know absolutely nothing about motocross. So I'm happy that other than Excite Bike for Nintendo. Yeah. So I'm happy this guy was born that day. Unfortunately, on that day, we lost talented Japanese actor, Katamari Fujiwara. I do know this actor. I just have a hard time saying his name. Which he's in a lot of the Kurosawa films. He was in Seven Samurai, Hidden Fortress, Yojimbo. He passed away at the age of 80 from a heart attack. That's sad.
Yeah.
So that's the news I can find. But I don't trust these news because when I look some of the news up, it did say that Marie Curie and her husband discovered radium on this date. And I was like, that is not
definitely
true.
That is
definitely not true. That did not happen in 1985. Maybe December 21st. I think that's a possibility, but not
maybe. Definitely.
Take all that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Because we do our own research here.
Yes.
Literally. And that's why JFK Jr. is going to come back.
Yeah.
And be our next guest on LPG Night. No.
Still looks to the signs.
What is Vampire Hunter D about? Give us the wisdom that is the synopsis of this movie.
Yes. Well, 10,000 years in the future, the world has become a very different place. Monsters roam the land freely, and people, although equipped with high-tech weapons and cybernetic horses, live a
We call them cars.
Yeah, right. We did that too, but cars. I guess in another 5,000 years, it'll be cybernetic.
They go back to the cars go into horse form.
Yeah. The horse is the perfect.
Is it still one horsepower?
Maybe. But yes, and the people live a humble life reminiscent of millennia's past. Yeah. In a small hamlet plagued by monster attacks, they live under the shadow of rule by Count Magnus Lee, a powerful vampire lord who has ruled the land for thousands of years. When a young girl is bitten by the Count and chosen as his current plaything, she seeks out the help of a quiet, wandering stranger, Dee. It also happens that Dee is a renowned vampire hunter, and he takes it upon himself to cut through the Count's many minions and put an end to his rule.
I would say he does very little vampire hunting in this in this thing. Because he himself is kind of part vampire.
Yeah, kind of a blade type.
If he's always looking for part of himself, then maybe he actually is like he's like hunting for himself.
Yeah.
This one's great. I did really like this one. It is really fun. The cover looks so cool of like this like really painting like hot lady, and it said it's a romance, but I don't know what romance happened in this that I. That might be more in the light novels, I would say.
Maybe. Well, she does kind of the girl does try to kind of throw herself at D, but he's like, nah, no thanks.
Yeah, he does. So D, which may or may not be Dracula,
right?
That was hinted at. It may or may not be Dracula. Yep. He has like a different left hand that talks.
Yeah, it's like a weird.
It kind of reminds me of Rogue Trooper.
Yeah, a little bit.
To the degree that Rogue Trooper, because Rogue Trooper, if you don't know, is a 2001 AD comic book character that I really love, because it's all about like this like super soldier in the future in space, who's genetically engineered and designed just to be a weapon, whenever his fellow soldiers die, they implant them in like his weapons and his
weapons supplies.
So they talk. So it's like he's like constantly with all of his dead like soldier friends that are just in, which I think is neat idea.
Yeah.
But this one he has the hand, but you don't really use it. Like he talks to it a few times, but
yeah.
And so, yeah, it's very much has a Western storyline where you're hiring your outlaw gunfighter to free this village of this cattle baron. That's very much the storyline here. And it's all about nobility as well, about vampire nobility and all this stuff. It's about this main girl, and she gets bit by the Count. And she's, I guess, going to become a vampire at some point. I don't know.
I guess so.
They don't really fully address it, nor do they need to.
Right. No.
See, that's the thing about like sci-fi and fantasy stuff is there's two routes you can go. You can go like the hard route where you kind of explain everything.
Yeah.
And there's so much stuff you got to end, and you're like, your logic has to be sound in every level for this outlandish stuff to like work.
Yeah.
Or you can be all like, fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah,
and they're both valid ways of doing science fiction and fantasy. Is just they really are. I like both. I think when I make my own story, a lot of times I do lean more towards hard sci-fi, but I like to use hard sci-fi for the dumbest things because it's funnier. It's funnier to like have like really complex sound logic for like you know, a giant princess fighting robot.
Yeah.
Because it's funnier that way. I was going to do like a point by point thing on this movie, but I just got into it and didn't really take notes.
Yep.
I mean, I think you watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool monster and creature designs too.
Who directed this?
It was directed by Toyo Ishida.
Mm-hmm. I just put you on the spot to try to say his name because I didn't want to. Yes, he also did Vampire Hunter D. Mm-hmm. 86. Oh, he did the Fist of the North Star movie.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not sure if we're going to cover that one or not. This was just stuff he did as a director. He's mostly known as a character designer. He did Cyborg 009. He was a character design mm-hmm. for Mickey Momo.
Yeah.
So he seems like he had a pretty prolific career.
Yeah.
prolific. Yeah. He came out of Tezuka's kind of group, which makes sense for how and you can kind of tell it all kind of has that kind of Tezuka vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. And he found his own film studio called Studio Live in 1976, where he mostly designed the characters and did some of the direction of the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at all the stuff he did. It's neat.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the first thing he directed, as it says on here, is. Yeah, the TV show of Fist of the North Star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I mean, I like Vampire Hunter D a lot more than Fist of the North Star because it does have, there's more stuff happening. There's more like stuff going on. There's more, the characters seem That's a little true. More fleshed out. Yeah. But granted,
the world too.
One's based on a light novel, the other one's based on like a shonen. Is it shonen or shoujo? I always get it mixed up.
The shonen shoujo would be the girls.
Oh, that's ones I like. Yeah. I like more of the dumb girl. yeah. And the writer of this one is also a person.
Indeed. A person named. So I have to go to the Wikipedia for the screenplay guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yasushi Hirano.
Hirano.
Did the screenplay.
Huh. I forgot to take his stuff down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just dead air. Well, I guess there's technically two writers on this one. There's the original creator, which is Kinsky Hideyuki. And he, I mean, he's mostly known for Vampire Hunter D. Yeah. But he also did Wicked City, which Wicked City is fucking great. If you haven't seen Wicked City, and there's a really fun like Hong Kong remake, a live action version of it too. That's really fun.
That's cool.
Of Wicked City, he also done. Oh yeah, Demon City. Yeah, Shinjuku. So it seems like his most tame fate is this one. he did a Wind Named Amnesia and Amnesia. Dark Side Blues was one of the last things he did. And the last thing he actually did was the Vampire Hunter D TV show. But the other screenwriter, he was a writer for, he did the Ninja Scroll TV show. He'd done a good bit of stuff. He's still doing stuff. He did that Dino Mikard, the movie, the Tinosaur Island. The Tiny Sore Island, that's what it's called.
Tines. Okay.
I don't know what Nicard is. I assume it's okay. Yeah, it's kind of looks like a Digimon type thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It was probably some toy. I don't know what it is, but I'm guessing it's one of those like card games where you scan and you can play like a level of a game or something. It's I think it's one of those like before Skylanders is the version that kind of took hold, but a lot of people tried card versions of those that just didn't really. That's what I'm guessing based on the crappy CGI-ness of it all. I mean, that's mostly creators on this one. There's more information that we can do, but it's mostly just reading stuff off the internet.
Yeah.
Not very interesting, but it's not based on a manga. I was surprised with because I think there is a manga though, isn't there?
Yeah, they started.
I swear I've seen it in stores.
Yeah, they apparently started to do an adaptation of the light novels, but it I don't think they quite, they didn't quite make get do everything. I think it ended after 4 or 8 volumes, I believe. Eight volumes, but,
which I guess it started in 1983. The light novels did.
Yeah,
there was 40 novels published in the main series as of April 2022.
Huh? Yeah,
and they sold over 17 million copies worldwide. That's neat.
Yeah,
it's one of the best selling book series in history. Wow, I mean, I have seen the books as well. I remember seeing the books.
Yeah, I've seen them all over the place.
I always assumed they were adaptations of the manga. I assumed they were just, you know, because a lot of us don't think of light novels as a thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, they are. Of course, it's been adapted to multiple animes, an audio drama, a manga. There's been comic book adaptations here in the States, as well as a video. Mm-hmm. There's a video game. There's a, I do remember that there's a PS1 game of it. I never did play it, but I do remember the PS1 game. Yeah. It's your story collection, art books. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess November 2007 is when I started the manga adaptation.
Yeah.
So surprisingly, they didn't just do that right off the bat.
Yeah, it is surprising. It took him that long to do that. But
Could
be maybe he was waiting to find an artist he liked to do it or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be it.
I think that makes sense. But the movie itself came out in theater. It came out in theaters and... It was released on Laserdisc by CBS Sony Group on the same exact day. There was here in the States, there was a Reach Into DVD released in 2002. Streamline Pictures released an English dub in 1992, which we watched English dub, but we watched the 2015 the Toho. Sentai Filmworks version, which it was I recognize a lot of the voice actors on that one. I don't know if you did notice, like, oh
yeah,
it's like, oh, I know that voice. And of course this is probably one of the more readily available, because I mean they have shown it on it's been on like Toonami before. Sci-Fi Channel showed it. It was considered for adults. It was actually considered one of the earliest anime productions that was actually aim towards male teenagers and adults. Since a lot of them we did was actually the one we was going to do our next episode was Scamper the Penguin, and I decided I didn't want to watch that one, so I just and there was no official release date on that one, so it's like that's gonna linger until we eventually get to it on the list.
Yeah,
because like there's no, like, the only day I can find was 1986.
Yeah.
So there's no month on that one. So I was like, I don't want to watch Scamper the Penguin. It probably might be good. It probably might be the best one we ever watched. I don't know.
Or we watched the, what was that? The Pebble and the Penguin or whatever. That American animated
movie. Yeah. But some of the kids ones we have watched, I did not like that Miru and the pointed hat lady.
Yeah, not the best.
but if you wanted to watch this one, it is on, which you can find it on YouTube and archive.org, like everything we do. It's available on DVD and Blu-ray, and you can get it on Amazon Prime. Watch it right now if you want to. I highly recommend watching
it. I recommend, yeah.
Yeah, which I think most of us are probably aware of it. Most listeners are aware of it.
Yeah. I'd say most anime people know Vampire Hunter D for sure.
I think we mostly did it because it's a fun one that we wanted to. It's just like, oh yeah, let's watch this one. I mean, we're doing all of them because we have to defeat the demon lord.
Yes.
And it is an OVA.
Mm-hmm.
I like how we're not doing as much to learn Japanese to defeat the demon lord, because then we could watch even more OVAs from 1985. But we have other lives as well.
Yeah. Well, and as per my research, he speaks English. The Demon Lord speaks English, so it wouldn't.
I completely and utterly assume the Demon Lord is a white person, especially. Definitely on the evil side. Like, it's like, there's no doubt in my mind, and probably American.
Yeah.
just to make it all worse. We'll be right back. But now we come to the memorial aspect, the tribute section of today's episode. Yep. And that is saying goodbye to 1985. I'm going to first start off by saying goodbye to 1985 by singing the song Angel by Sarah McLachlan. But I haven't listened to it in a very long time, so I'm just going to sing it just by what I remember the song being, kind of like, because I don't really. In arms of an angel, crying of something, and a blah, 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 and a blah, 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 arms of an angel, and something. I see one teardrop coming down your face right now.
It's beautiful.
I'm going to stop because I fully do not know this song.
yeah.
You should have stopped me sooner. I should have listened to it before, but I was like, I don't want to. It's a dumb song. Yeah. I don't want to listen to it. But why that was playing, picture just images, a really crappy, like, iMovie fade of images as they, like, you know, Ken Burns their way through the screen.
Yeah.
There's like so much words to that song, but all I remember is Arms of the Angel. And I remember the words Quiet Reckoning, but I think it might be like Reverie. I don't know. we should ask all the moms. They know.
Yeah.
So we covered 24 OVAs from 1985. And now we do the daunting of, I think we should rank them and see what's the best and worst of all of these. And what's the, I think we already know what the first one's going to be, but we're going to say, we're going to start from the bottom because we start from the bottom and now we're here. Something Drake. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know just as much of Drake music as I do that Sarah McLachlan. Actually, I think I knew more of the Sarah McLachlan song actually, than I do Drake. But that's, I don't know why. I blame Degrassi.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this list of 24 OVAs. What do you think? What was your least favorite one? What was one you hated the most? Which one was the biggest struggle to get through?
Let's see.
It's just to think of the names of these.
I'd say Twinkle Nor Rock Me.
Probably. But that one was actually like, it was so bad, it was entertaining.
I mean, that's also, I would true.
I'm almost thinking Cosmo Police Justy, but that one actually was competently made. I would say it is probably, true. I would say it is, open number 24. The worst one, number 24, would be Twinkle Twinkle Nor Rock Me. It is the worst one. It is by far the worst. Okay, number 23.
I would say
Nora.
Well, but that one.
No, Nora was slightly Nora. Better. I think we were surprised with Nora. I would say
it was
Chocolate Panic Picture Show.
I would say that or the pointed hat one.
Oh, pointed hat. Yeah. Miru and the pointed hat in Mariel's jewel box. that one was a weird one because we couldn't find, like, I'm not even sure we watched the right OVA because there was also a version where they cut together a couple stuff into a movie and released only in the States. And there is this OVA. I could find no information on what was what and what was anything. And the title's mostly gibberish.
Yeah.
There was a pointed hat. And I think there may have been jewel box. I don't know. It's terrible. Maybe. And then number 22, I would say either Chocolate Panic Picture Show or Nora.
I would put Nora above Chocolate Panic Picture Show. So I'd say 22.
Would be chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay. 21. Finally be Nora or.
Let's see.
Cosmo Police Justy was one. It was so hard for me to finish it, and it wasn't. Yeah. But it wasn't horribly made. It was just so generic and boring that I don't have memory of it.
That's true. Because at least,
Nora's also pretty. Nora's. I think Nora is worse though.
It might be.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say Nora.
Yeah, they're about the same. But yeah, I'll say Nora.
The Cosmo Police Jesse would be the 20th.
Yeah.
Number 19. I would say actually kind of enjoyed Love Position.
Actually, yeah. yeah, actually, I kind of like that one too.
Mickey Momo. I hated that Mickey Momo. 19, right? Mickey Momo?
Oh, yeah, Mickey Momo.
LaRonda James? Yeah, that one's garbage. Forgot about that one. That's probably, actually, I think I'd rather make that one. Now I think about it, I think that one is 23. No, I'd say that one is 21. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one. And now Nora moved up one. And Police Jesse, Cause of Police Jesse is now 19. Okay.
Yeah.
All is right in the world.
Yeah. I had to look it up again, but Greed I would put pretty low because it was also.
Oh, yeah. Greed. There. Yeah. I didn't like Greed. Yeah. We'll put that as 19 or 18. 18 is Greed.
Yeah.
Not to get confused with the Eric von Stroheim silent film one, because that's a masterpiece. But this Greed, yeah, it's not very good. Yeah. 17, I would say.
I think maybe Vadums, just because it's not really a good standalone.
But I feel like that's our fault. I don't think that would be A's fault. That was our fault.
That's true. That was our fault. It's well made. It's just another episode of the anime. So basically, it's not its fault.
No, it's not.
That's true. Yeah, we can leave it. Put it a little higher, I think.
I'm looking at this list, and I was like, "No, I think that's right." Because I don't know. Some of them might be better, but I like some of the other ones like structurally better. But
yeah.
Dirty Pair?
Yeah, we can put Dirty Pair. Because it was fun, but, you know.
And then Vadums.
Yeah.
Because they're 16.
Because they're kind of in the same space.
Yeah, they're part of a show, but they're not really that important.
Yeah.
And the show itself, definitely Dirty Pair.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 16 was Vadums, then number 15.
Thinking maybe the Orange Road.
I'll put that as 15. Yeah, because I did enjoy that one because it made me want to watch the regular show, the actual show. But when I started watching the actual show, like that show is so much better than the OVA.
Yeah.
So 15 is good. Kimagure Orange Road. Number 14, I would say. I like Fire Tripper and Lund's pretty fun. What's Michael? See, the problem is we have Dream Dimension Hunter Fedora, and then we have Dream Hunter Rin, and those are like the same thing in my brain. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of which one's which. One of them I did like so much better, and I think that's Rin. I think I like Dream a lot better than
I did. I think so, because the Fandora was the kind of like boring one, more fantasy one. Yeah, that started off kind of strong, but then kind of fell off.
So I'll put 14 as Dream Dimension Hunter Fedora. We also have Lita. Lita was the best look, one of the best looking like transfers of the ones we watched.
That's true. But
because of that one, I think it might be slightly higher than it probably needs to be. Now, some of the ones we covered, like Kurosawa Syndrome, I enjoyed that one a good bit. I was surprised how much of that one. That one, it was more like of a one, story. Yeah. What's this? 13, let's Love Position, right?
Yeah, because I liked it, but it wasn't like amazing. It wasn't amazing, but it was good.
And then I would say 12 would be Lita.
Yeah, I think that'd be
good. It looked great, but it was kind of
It was still.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
11. What's Michael?
Yeah, I think that's a good spot for What's Michael.
Yeah. I liked What's Michael, but it was just
this is a fun series of shorts, yeah. But
number 10. Now we're getting to the harder ones, the pick. Yeah,
top 10. Let's
see. Lun Flies Into the Wind.
Yeah, I think that's because it's mostly
just I liked Fire Tripper a little bit better. But not much more better than that much more. Number both nine, kind of Fire Tripper.
Yeah, I think because I think those also kind of sit in a similar.
Yeah.
Similar range because both kind of weird love stories. Question.
Tezuka, the Lion Books.
Yeah.
No, they're not Lion Books. Lun was the Lion Books, and then
Lun was Lion Books. The other one was
Yasura, the Ramna creator. Number eight. I would say we do Kurosawa Syndrome. I'd say number eight, right?
Yeah, I'd say it's a good spot.
Yeah,
good spot for that. Yeah.
Number seven coming up. Number seven.
I'd say Area 88.
I don't know. That one was pretty.
That one was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I would.
I'm thinking Dream Hunter Rim because
I think
we don't fully remember that one. I know I remember liking it more in Fedora, but I don't remember why I liked it more. Right. So I think that one, I think, was seven.
Yeah, I think, that's good.
Probably should be lower, but number six.
Maybe.
Number six. I really love Fight Hours of One. Those are my favorite ones we watched. This is the hardest ones that we're probably going to get to.
Yeah. Maybe.
I'm looking at it.
Maybe Megazone, maybe.
Megazone is six. I'm thinking either Megazone or. Yeah, I'm looking what's on this left. Yeah, either Megazone or Area 88.
Yeah, I'd say they could go either way, either one.
Yeah, I would do six would be Area 88, and then five would be Megazone.
Yeah, I'm good. Good with that.
Sure. Number four would be, I would say this would be Fight Ice for One, right?
Yeah.
31. Yeah. I mean, it's still.
I'd say it's good. But it was still great. It was fun.
Number three, I would say, would be Creamy Mommy, The Long Goodbye.
Yeah.
It should be higher, but there is two other better ones that are so much better. And two would be Bear Hunter D.
Yep.
And then one was obviously going to be Angel's Egg. Yeah. Like there was no debate on that one whatsoever.
No doubt about
okay,
that.
Okay, so the list is number 24 is Twinkle Twinkle Nora Rock Me. Number 23 is Miru in the Pointed Hat and Marywell's Jewel Box. Do you know what? Fuck it. That's 24 now. 23 is Twinkle Nora Rock Me.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. More thought about it. Fuck no. 22 is the chocolate painted picture show, which was horribly racist.
Yeah.
21 is Mickey Momo is Magical Princess Mickey Momo and LaRonde in My Dreams.
Yeah.
Number 20 is Nora, the first of the Nora duology.
Yeah.
and then number 19 is Cosmo Police Justy. I think it's about a psychic something in space. I don't
psychics.
The fact space. I remember that much is police. Beyond me.
Yeah.
Number 18 is God. It's so hard to read because they're all out of order now.
Yeah.
18 greed. Is greed. Greed. Yes. I literally have no memory of greed. I couldn't tell you It was just more competently made than the other ones, but I have no memory of it at all.
Generic fantasy.
I'm trying to think of it, but I'm thinking of remembering Birth and not Greed.
Probably.
Number 17 is Dirty Pair, Fair on Olandia. That one was the last episode we did. It was fine. Mm. It was fun.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very good. Number 16 is Armored Trooper Vadim, The Last Red Soldier. This one is more our fault why we didn't like it.
Yeah. So now that I've watched the show, it's good in context of the show.
Yeah.
But on its own standalone, yeah.
No, it's not. And then Chemigirl Orange Road is number 15, which is weird because this was the shoujo special they did of it, and it was before the actual show came out, but it felt like it was part of a series, so that was weird about it. But it was a fun episode though.
Yeah.
And then number 14 is Dream Dimension Hunter Fedora. Yep. No memory of that. Love, and then number 13 is Love Position, The Legend of Haley. That one was fun. Yep. I did. Yeah. This one, as we're getting that's to it. These are ones that not we probably recommend. Number 13 is. No, we just said 13. Number 12 is Lita, The Fantastic Adventure of Yoko. This one was a great transfer. It was just kind of a fun, kind of weird standalone like thing. Mm-hmm. It was weird. I liked it. Number 11 is What's Michael, which is all about a cat. Little Garfield vignettes of a little cat around doing stuff. That one was just fun. That's fun. Number 10 is Lun Flies Into the Wind. It's about a guy the boy falls in love with a poster. That's one like it's so short that it's like it's standalone OVA in every sense of the word.
because
it is just a little short film, and it's like that's one if I would show people like what an OVA is like, that might be one of them. Actually, it may not be. I would probably want to do a body horror one because people love those. And
Number 9.
Number 9 is Fire Tripper. Fire Tripper is pretty good. It's another good standalone one. But it just watching it reminds you of so much of her better works from around that times that you want to watch more instead. Like I just watched that Usura remake they did on that's on High Dive, which I legally downloaded because High Dive is garbage. I love the look of that show because having that like the late 70s or having that early the 80s style of anime, but was such an amazing. It's the coloring they did on it. It's the shading. It's magnificent. I can't get enough of it. It's great. And I finished watching the show and it's good. And I'm glad it's at least coming back for another 24 episodes. I think I'm excited for that one. But number 8 is Kurosawa Syndrome. This one's a very adult one about it's kind of a kind of romance one, but it has a little bit of action about motorcycle gangs and just weird sex stuff and getting a girl pregnant. This is the most porn one most hentai one we watch, but it isn't. But it isn't the most. It so could easily have been like just porn. Because its storyline is very much could have been, but it was that one I was surprised with because we discovered it way later than and there's very little information on it in the first place.
Yeah,
and that's one that's probably like the hidden gem of all these. And then number 7 is Dream Hunter Rim, which was based on a hentai.
Yeah,
that one was right. Dream Hunter Rim was right.
It started as a hentai.
Yeah, that's right.
Remade it as a. They took out all the. Well, some. Yes, of
that was also the same for Fight Icer 1 too. Stuff. I think that was also. Yeah, there was multiple former hentais. And that was one of them. And that one's fun. And of course, that was good enough when they made a sequel.
Yeah.
And then number 6 is.
Area 88.
Area 8 is pretty good. It's just. Not as good as the other ones. That's the only problem. It is good. Yeah. That's another one that's easy to come by. I think it might even be on Crunchyroll. I think it's on normal streaming sites. It's not archive.org.
Right.
Megazone 23 is a really good cyberpunk. That's the one when people think of OVAs. Yeah. That's probably what it's the aesthetic of what they're thinking of. It's Megazone 23.
Yeah.
Definitely like an 80s anime. That was the one. It's like, very okay, here's so, the most 80s the anime. Most
80s,
And then number four is Fight Icer 1, which I really love that one. That one was surprisingly fun. Just that's another one I would highly recommend watching. Number three is our Lord and Savior, Magical Angel Creamy Mommy, The Long Goodbye. That one, this one surprised us of how much, because this was like the second Creamy Mommy we watched, and we did not, the fact that we can still say that, we can say the title now without like questioning it. When I, because my friends, whenever they talk about this this podcast to me, they just mention Creamy Mommy and how much they hate that word. Hate saying it, but I was like, you say it every time. Every time OVA Tonight comes up, you're like, Creamy Mommy. Is that the Creamy Mommy podcast you guys do? That's what they say. They don't even know what it is. They don't know what Creamy Mommy even is. And they all talk like this too. I'm friends. I'm friends of Eli. That's what it sounded like. But yeah, Creamy Mommy, it's just she gets her powers back randomly, but they disappear while they're trying to make a movie starring her. Like it was fun. It was great. It was I tried to watch the show and it wasn't as good as this. So watch that one. It's great.
Yeah.
And then number two is Vampire Hunter D, which is it's good. We just talked about it. It's great. You're already aware of it.
Yeah.
And then of course number one is
of course
number Angel's one Egg. Angel's Egg. Yes. Yes.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. That one's a masterpiece. That one's that's the one that like non-anime people should watch. It's Film Psalms would love the shit out of it. It's the fact that it's not is like highly regarded in
crazy.
Film circles is beyond me. The fact that of all the director's other works, like that's one no one really talks about. And I was like, it's the same guy that did Ghost in the Shell, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Billion times better than Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell was garbage compared to Angel's Jade. Like, and the fact that it's an OVA too is weird to me. Like, because it's too good. It's too good to be on this list. It's too good to be on a list. The same list as like Miru and the Pointed Hat. Like, But 85 was a fun one. They definitely found their footing of the medium where they started making more standalone stuff, more stuff that wasn't just like, here's a tech demo of what animation can be on a VHS tape. It wasn't just like anime you can show on a TV screen while you're trying to sell electronics, which I think a lot of the earlier ones was.
Yeah, I would say so.
So that's why I'm excited for 86, because we're getting into just some bangers, man. We're getting into OVA some crazy gold. And also some pure fucking garbage. Like some of the worst stuff we're gonna watch is gonna be coming up, like really bad stuff. Like we should probably like Wounded Man. We're also running into stuff that's longer too. Like there's a show, there's an anime, there's an OVA called Bomber Bikers of Shonen, and that's 12 episodes.
Oh wow.
So I don't know how we're gonna cover that one.
Yeah.
But we have some Violence Jack, we got some big ones, we got some good ones. You got some Transformers. You love giant robots.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You like Transformers. Because there's more than meets the eye.
Yeah. They're robots in disguise.
Yeah. Sam, put your cube in me. Sam. Autobots, put cubes in me. That's Transformers for me.
Yeah, pretty much it.
So goodbye 1985. You will be forever. Yes. You'll be forever in our hearts as we spend 40 plus episodes in 1986. If we even still doing it by then, I don't know. There's a good chance that Demon Lord is going to just wipe us all out.
Yeah.
This little toddler Demon Lord is just going to be all like, lightning bolts are in my hands. Humans are gone.
Yeah.
Only I shall, you know, baby Lord, baby boss baby.
Oh no.
It's Boss Baby.
It's the Boss Baby. Yeah.
It's Alec Baldwin. It can work.
Right.
Yeah. I'd buy that. So what are we, so what's next episode? What are we doing for next episode? What is the next, right. What is 1986 bringing us first?
Right. We start off 1986 with Cool Cool Bye.
Yes. Cool Cool Bye. Do you know what Cool Cool Bye is? Because I do not.
Neither do I. We'll find out.
There's a letterbox review that says 30 minutes of straight flexing. This is all it says.
Sure.
4 stars. So.
Okay, then.
Yeah. There's another 5-star rating that says, yep, Steel Peak.
Well, exciting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. Wait. And you can find that on archive.org. It is on YouTube. But it has Russian subtitles. No English subtitles on that. But it is on archive.org. And that's where I got it from. So nice. You can watch that next team. So I guess that's all we have. I hope we learned enough. We definitely learned a good bit from 1985 on like demon lords in general. We also learned that that's not a trope yet. An anime. So it's gonna be years before we even get to anything that mentions Demon Lords. I would say it's gonna be at least 20 years in OVA time, let alone how long it takes for us to record time.
Yeah. Decades at least.
Yeah, because I don't think that became a trope until like the 2000s.
Yeah, not really.
So we should really rethink why we're doing this. Because
we probably should, yeah.
Because like the Demon Lord's gonna die of old age, but by the time we're done prepping,
yeah,
we're already just wiped everything out. That's probably what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
yeah. So. But that's all we got for tonight. You can check out my other podcast, States Coach Justice. It may or may not still be a thing. I don't know. Yeah, we have recorded so long, but the episode's still there. If you want to listen to it, it's a podcast about westerns. Also the movie Reenactment. It's on Tubi.
Yep.
We'll say this every week. But yeah, but if you have questions, if you want us to find some obscure shit for you,
yeah,
and recommend some stuff, like that's always fun. I recommend tons of stuff earlier about nature stuff that have I seen all those? No. But also just pointing people towards the right direction is all you need.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can email us at ovatonight@gmail.com. We're on Instagram at ovatonight. All this is in the show notes, but no one ever looks at the show notes. Truffully, no. I don't look at the show notes when I'm doing a podcast.
No.
So, I mean, I don't blame other people for not looking at the show notes because I also don't do that.
So,
I think we have a Discord as well. No one's ever done it.
Yeah.
Because we don't talk about it.
No one's there.
Nor should you. No one should talk about it. And then I'm trying to get other stuff. You can definitely email us obtonight@gmail.com. That's the best way to get hold of that and Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if I did a Twitter. I don't really. I think Instagram's kind of the best because we can just post a picture and.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you got?
So you got comics, recent ones, a sequel to Yankee Doodle Strangler. Got some wrestling in there. It's a fun, quick read.
Mm-hmm,
if you like wrestling and spooky stuff. Yeah.
I do like spooky wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Do like spooky wrestlers. Okay. So I guess that's. So I guess, yeah, email us if you want to like fight the Demon Lord with us or whatever. That'd be cool. You will have to catch up on your own watching all these OVAs, though.
Yeah. Definitely on your own time. You'll need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. See ya.
See ya.